Welcome to the Holden Village Podcast. Holden is a community of education, programming, and worship located in the remote wilderness of the Cascade Mountains. These snapshots provide a glimpse into the learnings taking place in our community. Let's tune in to this week's highlight.
Hi, I'm Kate, the Village Potter, and I've been living and working as Village Potter for over 4 years now. I've definitely learned a lot now that art is my job, is a lot different than art being your creative outlet. I realized my first year in this position about how to keep making pots when you don't feel inspired every day, and really came on to this idea of art being a muscle that you have to develop and flex and train to be in the flow and to produce. Also how to cultivate inspiration rather than just like waiting for it to strike, which is really about going back to this idea of the muscle of if it's just working every day, things do come. They especially have a greater frequency and a greater chance of showing up if you're showing up every day. Art isn't the thing you get to do when and only if you have time. It's the complete opposite that all the balance in my life surrounds being productive in the studio. I wish I had better words for it, but the beautiful thing is that there's more found in doing it rather than talking about it. I would say that all of the work that I do is grief work. It started that way. Lost my mom when I was young, when I was 5. I didn't grieve for the longest time until I was throwing on the wheel for the first time and I looked down and I realized I can't be my mom because she is dust. And crying over that and letting go. And for the 5 years that I've been throwing now, it's really been a journey of integrating and meeting my 5-year-old self again. So my typical production cycle takes about 8 weeks from starting with zero to making about 200 pieces, getting them through bisque fire, having time to glaze them, which takes about a week, and then a week to fire them. With the gas kiln that we have, it takes a day to load, brick up the wall, and then a day to fire, and then 2 days to cool, and then unload it. So I would say I've created a new vessel for each season that I've been here. Like a new type of mug or bowl, or this spring I started making these switchback tumblers with the switchback design, and they're really hot items, and they're really fussy to make. They're fun to make, but
three glazes, little blue of Lake Chelan.
I know, and like it's three different bases, so I wasn't sure how they were all going to work together, but they turned out, and it's always so wonderful.
Well, we talked briefly, but how can people learn and participate in a meaningful way during the short time they're here?
Yeah. Teaching is a really wonderful thing. I've definitely done something different every summer and have overall been on an arc that's moved away from creating a product or finishing a project to really sinking into process. You learn something about yourself every time you create, which is to say you learn something about how to connect and be in community every time you create.
When you say process over product, obviously product creates an expectation that you're
right.
striving for.
Right.
And process is more of a like stepping in to an unknown.
I would say process is an unfolding. where you make one creative choice, see what it does, and then you're at another fork in the road and you have to decide, you know, concave, convex with your form, and you make a decision and see how it turns out. Or you thought you were going to shape it this one way and it didn't, so you have to figure out why it didn't and if you can work with it, or if you can make, talking about the clay, if you can make it go back.
Other classes you offer besides pottery?
Yeah, I teach copper jewelry, which is a really neat medium precious metal clay. So the science or what it's made of, 40% clay about and 60% metal. There's other metals, silver and nickel and stuff, but we use copper here because of the history of the mine. And it's recycled copper, I should say that. So it's pulverized kaolin combined with a chemical bonding agent with the metal. So it makes it into this plastic, workable, shapeable, feels just like clay. And then you fire it, you sinter it, and the chemical bonding agent evaporates. And so the clay separates out. And so you're just left with a solid copper piece at the end of the firing. It takes just an overnight firing, and it's surprisingly not as hot as even a bisque firing, so it takes less time to cool, so we can get that through in a week. And then they come back for the second part to finish, polish it, burnish it, or antique it. And that's been a really fun class to teach as well. And then this fall we also did study hours. So when I was in the fallow season, or like I didn't feel like throwing, or why I didn't feel inspired, I found it helpful to just jump into other mediums like chalk pastel or paints, fabric. I wove, and that still is moving the muscle, even if it's not in your specific medium. I think it's important. I remember at the start, when I decided I have to pursue clay, was this idea of not being afraid to fail. And I keep coming back to that. It's like, remember when you used to not be afraid to fail, or to make a flop, or to like have the vessel collapse, or have the glaze not turn out? And I never want to lose that. And I think sometimes I get close to losing that because there's pressure to produce or to be this professional even. And I don't have all the answers. I'm not by any means a great ceramic artist yet. The only way to get there is to not be afraid to fail. I'm like trying to reach for another way to say that, but there's not. So anytime you get to a canvas, a wheel, a scratch piece of paper to write a poem, it's just you can't worry about the end at the beginning.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information, or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.